VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. While the country he ruled for 30 years plans its future without him, former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is fending off charges of illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. For months after he was ousted by the military, Bashir began a series of courtroom proceedings. According to a detective, though, who addressed the court, Bashir told investigators he had received millions of dollars in cash from Saudi Arabia. Many Khartoum residents said that they were disenchanted with the trial, saying that it was too little and too late. The International Criminal Court has charged the former president with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide for his actions during the long-running war in Sudan's Darfur region. An Iranian oil tanker seized in Gibraltar for violating European Union sanctions sailed toward Greece on Monday after repeated U.S. requests to detain the ship were rejected. Marine traffic monitoring data indicated Monday the tanker, with its name changed, was making its way to Greece, on track to arrive next Sunday, though officials have not publicly confirmed its destination. Iran warned the U.S. that any action to seize the ship, filled with 2.1 million barrels of light crude oil worth $130 million, would result in heavy consequences. U.S. President Trump said Sunday the economy is doing very well, and he dismissed concerns of a recession.
Honestly, I'm prepared for everything. I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
The president offered an optimistic outlook after last week's steep drop in the financial markets. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has just tested a ground-based cruise missile with a range that would have been banned a mere 3 weeks ago. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
The Pentagon says the missile was launched from an island off California's coast and hit its target after more than 500 kilometers of flight. That distance is important. The United States previously could not pursue ground-based missiles with a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. They were locked in the INF, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a decades-old arms control pact with Russia. VOA previously reported that Washington withdrew from that pact on August 2nd, citing years of Russian violations. The Pentagon stressed that this cruise missile was not configured to carry a nuclear weapon, but rather a conventional payload. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
New figures from the Census Bureau showed that immigrants who were naturalized had a higher rate of full-time employment than people born in the U.S., and that citizenship can help migrants close the income gap. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Naturalized immigrants had a full-time employment rate of 83% last year. That compares to 81% for non-citizens and a lower 77% for native citizens. Although for some migrants, work is a requirement for their visas. Median income for naturalized immigrants was just over $50,000, slightly lower than $51,000 for the native-born, but well beyond $36,000 for non-citizens. The 2018 current population survey also finds those who became citizens had a higher rate of advanced education degrees than even U.S.-born residents. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The New York City Police Department has fired a white police officer who used a fatal chokehold during the 2014 arrest of a black man in a case that fueled nationwide protest. Eric Garner's dying words, "I can't breathe," became a rallying cry for the demonstrators and sparked a national debate over race and the use of force by police, helping to ignite the Black Lives Matter movement. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill told reporters Monday that police officer Daniel Pantaleo has been dismissed from the force over Garner's death. He said the firing was based on a recent recommendation of a department disciplinary judge. Afghanistan's president marked the nation's centennial Independence Day by vowing to eliminate all safe havens of Islamic State after following a bombing at a wedding. The Islamic State terror group's Afghan branch did claim responsibility for the bombing at the wedding celebration in Kabul. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA.